We're now going to turn things over to Christine James, who's in studio with Alina Bethany, a native of Ukraine and now a South Shore resident, who will discuss the ongoing situation overseas. Christine.
Thank you very much, Dan. That's right. I am here in studio with Alina Bethany. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Christine, thank you so much for having me here, and I really appreciate all the support.
Absolutely. You know, I heard you the other night on Sharon McNamara's show, and telling a little bit about your background, your experience, telling about how people can help the effort in Ukraine, and I thought you would be a great guest on this show, and I'm so delighted you could be here today. First, tell our listeners a little bit about, you were born in Ukraine, and you've been in the States, you said 17 years?
Yeah.
So a little bit of an interesting experience. And you came over here, I think you were doing, an internship or graduate school?
I came here 17 years ago, even more than that. I would say 19 years. Mm-hmm. But I am a resident of United States for 17 years. It was an amazing experience traveling here, even when I was a student. That's the thing about Ukraine and European countries where as old American citizens, we're free to travel, see the world, and experience all the cultures. That happened 19 years ago. So I am the graduate of the law school, and as well, I have a master's degree in finance that I successfully graduated Harvard University. So I'm grateful for that as well. Amazing experience. Right now, I'm here in United States, and as a proud Ukrainian American, I'm asking for help from United States to see if we can help Ukrainians in this awful time that is absolutely devastated. And I'm thanking you for all that.
Absolutely. And first, because I'm going to mention this a few times while we're talking, you have one or two contact places that people can get in touch with to give things that are needed right now. I want you to let our listeners know what those would be.
Right now, we're working with Ukrainian Cultural Center, and their website is uccn.org. And on that website, you can find all the information, including nonprofit organizations and the list of supplies that is needed at this moment. And all these nonprofit organizations that are listed in that on that website are actually, they have their own pages on Facebook, or they have websites, and you can go directly and see what they're actually doing, what services they provide, and you can see the actual pictures on a daily basis via their Facebook, that you can see what's actually going on.
That's right. They're all legitimate 501s.
They are legit, good. And they are registered with United States. That's why they are the list is provided in United States.
What kinds of things are they looking for? Is it medical supplies?
Each one of them is absolutely different. Some of them work directly with children. Another one work with medical supplies. Another one work with refugees. If you go there and you actually click on each site, it has absolutely all the information that you can see. And the same, it has the same procedures any nonprofit in the United States. They have provide audits and show what they're actually doing.
And that's
uccn.org.
And that's M as in Mary or N as in Nancy?
As Nancy.
Okay, N as in Nancy then. uccn.org. And tell me a little bit, the other night when I was listening, and I don't know how you did it, you were speaking, and at that time, I believe your hometown was actually getting bombed. What's the situation, and what is the name of the town that you're from?
My town that I'm from is Sumy, S-U-M-Y, and it's one of those five states on the border with Russia that are being bombed at this time, and they're being absolutely, some of them are leveled with the ground, and people are fighting for their life, and at this time,
There's some tough people.
They're tough people, but people are fighting for their freedom, for their children. And it's, I hope it's going to be over soon.
Are you able to be in touch with any family members? I know that it's I know communication is tough. Are you able to do that at all?
Communication is tough, but I want to thank again Elon Musk for what he's doing for Ukraine, providing Starlink satellite connections that are helping people to keep their internet going. And right now, the best connection that I can see that is via Instagram and Facebook. Ukraine also has this program that is called Telegram. I don't think it's accessible in the United States, but everything that they provide, all the information, you can see it. And Ukrainians trying to use verified government organizations that are currently working in Ukraine, and as well as President Zelensky and his wife, Alena Zelenska, they have their pages on Facebook and Instagram, and they translate them in English so everyone can see the current information. And they would provide links to verified organizations.
Do you think that the people know, I know it's hard to get information out, that the whole world is watching, and I believe the majority of the world is siding with Ukraine and is horrified by what's happening with the Russian invasion war, even though they're calling it an operation in Russia? Do they know that the American people stand with them?
It's absolutely amazing what the world is doing, because even if, when we go online, that is amazing that we live in the 21st century with connection of via Facebook and Instagram. People all over the world sending pictures, videos, support, and everyone can see it. And they show it like via the national news, so people can actually see that they're not alone in this world. And right now, I want everyone to know that the refugees that are leaving Ukraine is just women, children, elderly, and men that are not capable to fight via their physical strength.
Right.
The law in Ukraine right now that men cannot leave and they have to stay in Ukraine. So they would let them live with their family just to get them situated, but then they all come back. And right now, I know a lot of women are coming back as well, as they want to go and support on the front lines. And even nowadays, our women and girls are also serving in the army, which was never there when we were young.
It's amazing. I've just seen the videos of some of the places at the border, and you see people traveling with their young kids and maybe their very elderly grandparents with their pets, with just a few bags of things. And I feel somewhat okay that they are getting people that are driving there with signs from other countries. I saw a couple from Denmark saying, we can take six people. I mean, I know they can't do everything, but as I said, I believe that the world is watching, the world stands with you. I'm just going to switch topics real quickly. Sunflowers. Why is that such an important symbol of Ukraine?
I
hear that all the time.
Thank you, Christine. I think everyone can see what's going on nowadays with food supply. And I'll tell you why is it going on. Ukraine is a bread basket of the world. We have the biggest agricultural fields, and the soil in Ukraine, we call it black gold.
Aren't you one of the biggest wheat exporters, if not the number one
in
the world?
Yes, we are one of the biggest exporters of the wheat, and the wheat itself. And it's not just wheat, but it's sunflower oil and sugar that is made from the sugar beets.
Okay.
And right now, when we were growing up, sunflowers are one of the snacks that we would all have forever.
Like the seeds
right. Itself. It's like the easiest culture to grow. And that's why everyone was just planting sunflowers. Mm-hmm. It's very common, I would say, a plant. As well as it's one of the biggest items that Ukraine exports.
Absolutely. I want you to tell our listeners again what the website that they can go to help out with anything that Ukraine needs now. I know it's starting with a lot of medical supplies they're looking for, and that's UCCN.org. Is there any other organization or person that you would like them to know that they can contact that they want to help?
Once you go to that site and you see all the nonprofits, and if you are interested in that particular nonprofit, they have all the contact information. how to reach them. And I think that it's not my opinion for somebody to raise funds or join any of these nonprofits. I think in this world, our heart goes with what we feel is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are saying, I want to help children, so there's nonprofit for children.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the struggle in Ukraine and helping the people?
I just wanted to know that nowadays, Ukraine is working extremely hard to stop this war. And I want to thank every single person that is putting Ukrainian flags, that is actually voicing their support. It's absolutely important to do it, as we can see that even our politicians can see this. If you are not silent, then you are supporting or not supporting, but at least you can hear people's voices, mm-hmm. what they want to do. And I just want to mention one thing, that Ukraine is not fighting for the democracy for Ukraine. Ukraine is the door to Europe. And what is happening right now, it's the fight between
good and evil.
Good and evil. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say that history repeats itself, but it does. This exact thing was happening in 1939. And the older generation, they know what it was. And right now, what is going on, that's exactly what's happening in Ukraine. Same thing. It was the beginning of the Second World War, and no one wants the beginning of the Third World War.
Absolutely.
So right now, you cannot let Ukraine fail, because that would be the beginning of going deep into the Europe.
Well, I so appreciate you joining us today and letting us know about your experience and your background. I hope I can have you on again. I want to remind people again, if they want to help out, UCCN.org, and you can find ways to give things to the people of Ukraine to help them in their fight and their struggle. Again, Alina Bethany, we thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to put your interview up online so people can listen to this again, and we wish you luck in all your hard work for your homeland.
Thank you so much. And just wanted to mention one thing. We
yes.
have in the medical drive tomorrow at the in Duxbury from 3 till 6.
And where is that? Okay. You know what? I'll find out where it is, and we'll make sure that we get that
I'm
in the
so
story.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Completely.
That's okay.
I'm completely losing my mind.
You know what? We'll look that up, and we'll make sure we get that online. So don't worry about it.
Thank you so much. I'm just extremely grateful.
You got a lot on your mind.
I'm overwhelmed right this second, but thank you. Thank you again.
Oh,
and
you're
really
very welcome.
I appreciate everyone's support.
Thank you again,
Alina.
So and we will have you on again. Thank you so much. I'm Christine James, sending it back to Dan McCready.
Just remember, it's at the St. Paul of the Nazarene Church in Duxbury tomorrow. From 3 till 6, and the list of the items is actually on the UCCN.org website. And just wanted to let you know, I know a lot of folks are trying to give any other types of medication. This is the list that is requested.
Okay.
And a lot of medical items that are on the ground in Ukraine, that they're not requesting those particular items.
Okay. So they'll know, they'll get what
yes.
they need. Great. Again, Alina, thank you so
thank
much
you so
today.
Much.
Back to Dan McCready right here at 95.9 WATD.